Welcome to Did We Just Become Best Friends? I'm your host, Lydia Stutzman, and I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. This is my passion project and a place where I love to interview people that inspire me. And sometimes they are just random people I see on socials and then I reach out and they agree to be on the show. Most times my guests are people that I am genuinely fascinated by, and I just have a curiosity for how other people live their best, most successful, most inspirational lives. And so thanks for tuning in. Let's get into this week's episode. Welcome back to Live, Laugh, Lydia. It's been a little bit. So I have had a little bit of a challenge booking guests. I have guests that want to be on the podcast, but then now that I'm back to work full time, I'm a little bit limited on when I can record. So ideally over the summer, I would record on Fridays and then publish on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, but then I'm back to work full time. So as you know, I'm a teacher. So here I am. I'm back in the studio. I'm really excited. And I have to tell you, this episode today, I'm flying solo. I don't have any guests, but I do have some really good guests coming up. Now, the first thing I want to do is thank you for listening. And the second thing I want to do is direct you to my old episodes. Because if you haven't listened to any of the old episodes yet, please, please, please go back to the very first one. Not the test episode, but the one where Tyler Whitman was my guest, because it was so great to have him as the first person on the podcast who is not only just an amazing human, but he's famous. He's on Bravo. He started a brokerage that just got acquired by the agency, which is unbelievable. So from the business perspective, the kind human perspective, and just from somebody who had a lot of similar struggles that I faced in my life and now is so successful, he is so inspiring. So if you're not following Tyler, please do. And listen to our first episode together. The next thing, as I hold up my Cali coffee, which by the way, this podcast is not sponsored, but I would love for it to be sponsored. And one of the things I wouldn't mind a sponsorship would be with Cali coffee, because they are my fuel of choice, my caffeine of choice. And today I had the large hot sugar-free pumpkin butter and it was delightful. And then now I'm drinking a large iced green tea with sugar-free. I said sugar-free surprise. It's probably raspberry or something. I don't know, but it's delicious. So cheers to you. And if you are in the South Florida area, you got to get to Cali Coffee. Again, not sponsored, but the owner of Cali Coffee was on the podcast and his episode was the top downloaded episode. So if you haven't listened to that episode, that's a great one. Skipping ahead, though, I've had some amazing guests, and I'm going to continue to do that. But today we're flying solo, and I have to tell you about the great garage sale caper. So I took a spill. I took a fall over the weekend, and I'm going to tell you all about it because you can't make this shit up. It is a story that you just could not even believe unless you were there to experience it. We kind of got punished for having a garage sale, but before we get into that, today is September 12th, and I want to tell you what the national day of is. So it is National Chocolate Milkshake Day. So if chocolate milkshakes are your jam, today is your free pass, as I'm trying to get back on track with my diet program. Today is your free pass to have a chocolate milkshake. By the way, Cali Coffee does have milkshakes also. I'm just throwing that out there. All right. Today is also the National Day of Encouragement. So if you know somebody who needs a little extra TLC, a little extra encouragement, give them some extra love today. National Hug and High Five Day. So maybe you're not a hugger, but you could high five. During the pandemic, it became National Elbow Each Other Day. I don't know. That was weird. I'm a hugger. Today is also National Just One Human Family. I don't know what that is. I have to do the research on that. It is National Report Medicare Fraud Day. I actually used to work in healthcare revenue cycle management, so that's funny. And it is also, my son will love this one, it is National Video Games Day and National Boss and / Employee Exchange Day. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't want to be the boss. I've already been the boss, and no thank you. I'll just stick to being the classroom teacher for now. I love, love, love what I do. Okay. So National Video Games Day, I can tell you that my son recently asked for He had a pre-order of Splatoon 3, whatever that is. It's a series. It is supposedly awesome. He pre-orders all the fun new games coming out. All right. So let's get into the garage sale caper. So I took a nasty spill this past weekend. If you watch the YouTube of this, eventually when I get it posted, you'll see I've got this swollen chin here. So here's what happened. My friends and I have a lot of extra stuff, and I'm trying to combine two homes, and you know, I'm going to be moving soon. And you know, you just want to get rid of extra stuff. Normally I just call the veterans or the breast cancer awareness truck, and I try to just donate everything. And if somebody can come just haul it away, I'm very happy, because then I don't have to worry about dragging it to the Goodwill. So I said, you know what? Let's try to make a little cash. Let's try to sell some things. I figured, what's the worst case scenario? You sell 50 or 100 items for a dollar each, you've made it $100. You know, and with these gas prices, you know, you fill your tank twice. So what harm could it do? Saturday after Saturday, we were trying to plan this garage sale, and it just didn't work out. So this past Saturday, I said, garage sale, Saturday, September 10th, no exceptions, we're doing it. Borrowed some tables from friends. We get everything ready to go. Am I pricing stuff? Absolutely not. I'm keeping it simple. I have tables, and whatever's on that table is that price. So we get everything set up, and my friend, who is a kindergarten teacher, is with me, and we're doing a joint garage sale at the house. And she has more stuff than I've ever seen in my entire life. If you're an elementary school teacher out there, first of all, thank you. I don't know how you do it. I've never seen so much stuff in my entire life. But anyway, she was trying to unload some things, some clothes, whatever. So the garage is full of tables, and we're just getting ready to go. And we put the sign out to the road. About an hour into the sale, my friend's like, I can't find my keys. I'm like, they have to be here somewhere, you know, and I am very meticulous about where I put my keys, because I have been on the other end of not knowing where your keys are, and it isn't fun. So it only took me a few different times that it caused stress. And I said, okay, my keys go in this little metal dish. It's cute. It's a little crab. It's like a candy dish, but they're for my keys, and my keys are always there. And if they're not, I stop what I'm doing and I make sure they get put where they're supposed to be, because part of that, I'm not naturally an organized person, but part of having a system is it causes you less stress. So I believe in the system. So to my home edit fans out there, it's a system. Get yourself a system and you will never be stressed. Okay. So about an hour into the sale, she can't find her keys. And so we all stop what we're doing. And I'm like, go back to your house, find the keys. Well, the car won't start. Well, because if the keys are not in the vicinity of the car, you can't turn the car on. She's got one of those automatic start things, buttons. I'm old school. I like a regular key in the ignition, but that's just not how cars are these days. So anyway, she goes back to the house twice. My daughter took her to go check her house, her garage, wherever she was going back and forth, putting stuff down, no keys. Gets to be almost noon. We're like 4 hours into the sale. We've had, you know, some decent traffic, sold a few things. And she's like, I'm really worried. And I said, well, listen, if they are truly gone, you got to take action. So calls roadside assistance, orders the tow truck, calls the dealer. They say they can make her two new keys. By the time all is said and done, it's going to be upwards of almost $800. Totally negates the purpose of even having the sale and trying to make any cash at all. So I felt really bad for her. So we dumped all the baskets. We looked everywhere. So it was almost 1 o'clock at this point. Maybe closer to like 1:30, because we are waiting for the tow truck to come. And I said, check your bank account one more time. See if anybody's used your card. Because if somebody truly stole your key fob. Now, let me just remind the audience here. The keys were on this little like Louis Vuitton wallet thing. It was like just a card holder, small, but it had a keychain attached to it. And then her key to the car, her key to her house, and then her debit card and license went there. So it's like not super small, but not so bulky, but noticeable if it was like in the grass. So I said, check your bank account. She checks her bank account, and there is a transaction at the gas station right across the street. As soon as I heard the address, I'm like, I know exactly where that person went and tried to use your card. So I said, we're on it. So just call us. I said, Starsky and Hutch. people who were under 40 will not know that reference. And then somebody else said, no, you guys became Cagney and Lacey because we were going to solve the caper. And I believe at one point, when she was almost in tears about having to pay $800, I said, we're getting your mother effing keys back today. This is happening. We are finding these keys. I was like, I do not accept that we are going to have to, you're going to have to pay almost $900. That's stupid. So we're like, we're going to the gas station. So we drive to the gas station and we give the lady the transaction time. It was like 12:55 PM for like $6 and change. $6.40. Okay. Ridiculous. And the lady's like, yeah, I know who used your card. She comes in here all the time. She's on foot. So I'm like, oh my gosh, she's on foot. We can find her. If she's on foot, now this is about 1:30 PM. So about half an hour ago, she left the gas station on foot after using your card. We can catch her. So I go in a total detective mode. Now, I do not have a law enforcement background, nor do I ever want one. But apparently I am a problem solver, so I decided we are going to solve the caper of the missing car keys. So in my excitement, the clerk shows us the video. So now we got a description of the lady. She says she's on foot. Oh, and get this. Walking with a cane. At the same time we get all this information, my daughter calls and says, there's somebody walking in the neighborhood. And we're like, what does she look like? And we describe her and she matches the description of the lady in the video. So now we're like, oh my God, we've got it. We've got her. We're getting these keys back. So in my haste, as I'm getting ready to step foot out of the gas station to go run to the car, which clearly my body was not meant for running, I missed the step and I went down. And I went down hard. Like I felt myself going down, but before I could even react, I was smashed against the pavement. My whole chin and jaw smashed against the cement. And I felt my arm and my wrist and everything trying to go out to like catch myself. But all I did was bounce to the concrete and my chin just slammed on the concrete. So I was startled, obviously. But all I could think of is we have to catch this lady who stole her keys. So the clerks come out to help me. They're like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, yes, I'm fine. I just need to get my bearings. So I get up and I'm like, oh, and I'm honestly thinking at this point that my jaw is shattered, that I'm going to be spitting out teeth and that my chin is wide open and split and bleeding. Like I'm just thinking I need stitches, but I can't even deal with that right now because I have to catch this woman who stole the keys. Got to have our priorities, right? We got to solve the crime first. So I get myself up and I'm like, oh God. And I like the wind is knocked out of me. I get to the car. I turn the car on and I'm like, call BSO, call the police, give them the description of this lady. Tell them what happened. Tell them to meet us. As we're driving out of the gas station to turn back to the neighborhood where my daughter says she sees this woman who matches the description, we start driving and we see her. So we're on the phone with the police and we're driving slow and we're like, we see her, we have eyes on her. They're like, do not make contact. She could be armed, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Safety first. So we're basically driving up and down the same street, making a continuous U-turn because again, she's on foot with a cane. This woman is not moving fast. And then I have my daughter calling us saying, I'm going to go get her. I'm going to go get her. No, you're not going to go get her. You're not taking the law into your own hands, which clearly we all needed that instruction. So whatever. Long story short, the unit makes contact, detains her. A second unit comes to meet us. We give the description and they're like, you know, you can't just go accusing people of stealing your stuff. I said, well, we didn't. We have a video. We have the footage. We have a picture. And it matches. So like, basically we did your job. We were detectives here. We cracked the case. So she's like, oh, the officer is like, oh, yep. That is the person. You did good. So long story short, they detain her. The cop goes back to the gas station to get the video footage to confirm it is indeed her. And she did use the fraudulent transaction. Might I remind you, $6.40. In the meantime, while we're with the officer, we get a call from the tow truck driver. He's arrived. And he says, ma'am, I have your keys. She's like, what do you mean you have my keys? This woman stole my keys and stole my credit card. No, some lady handed them to me. So here's what we think happened. We think that the woman is friends with one of the neighbors. She said she does her hair. And that she realized she did wrong. And that when they heard the tow truck roll up and that it was going to be a significant cost and problem to whoever's vehicle this was, we think they decided to pretend they were good Samaritans, that they found these keys and gave them to the tow truck driver. So the cop goes to the house and we meet with the neighbor and she says, oh yeah, this woman handed me these keys, said she found them. We're going to call BS on that because we think they're in cahoots, but that's just because human nature. We want to believe the good, but now we don't trust you. So long story short, we get the keys back. We look at this little wallet thing. It's totally disheveled. It's dirty. The zipper's broken. It looks like it's been run over. So we don't know how they came in contact with the keys, where they found them, or if in fact they did steal them at the garage sale. You know, we try to believe the good in people, but at this point we're dated now. So the long story short is then the question is, do you press charges? So immediately I'm like, oh my God, this poor woman now. And I don't know why I'm feeling sorry for her because she committed a crime. But now we're feeling sorry for her and we don't know if we should press charges. But then we're like, if this woman would have kept these keys and never used the card and took them, my friend would have been out almost $800 to replace this car key situation. Which, by the way, can we talk about how criminal that is? $215 per key fob and then almost $300 in labor to reprogram at the dealership. And then a fee on top of that. And you're like, give me a break. So at this point, she's like, you know what? This woman would have cost me $800. Yes, I'm pressing charges. So now this woman has ruined her life, which we don't know if she has a record or not, whatever. The clerk at the gas station said she comes in all the time and she is drunk a lot of the time. So now this woman has ruined her life for $6.40. But by the way, guess what she bought at the gas station? Wine. Two little small of those single serve wines. I said, if you're going to steal, go big or go home. Why are you not buying the whole big bottle of wine? Why are you not? Well, I was going to say, why are you not filling up your gas tank? But she was on foot. So at that point, I'm thinking to myself, if that was me, I'm buying a bottle of wine. I'm buying snacks. I'm buying some type of meal. I'm like going all out. I'm buying the best wine the gas station serves. So anyway, I went down hard to catch the criminal. And we did. We solved the case. The great garage sale caper. So now it's going to cost my friend a day in court. She's going to have to go to court. And I just feel like this could have all been prevented if somebody didn't steal the keys. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't drive. But were they intending on stealing the car? Like, these are the questions that I have. If I could interview the subject for a moment, please, I would say, what were your intentions here, miss? Were you going to take the car? Were you going to take it down to a chop shop somewhere? Like, what did we get out of this? $6.40 worth of wine that you hadn't even drank yet, and now you're arrested. It can't be worth it. So anyway, I went down hard. The next day, I woke up, I was very sore. My chin's all banged up, my shoulder's sore, I'm all out of alignment. I went to the chiropractor. I'm on the mend. But then I was just so grateful that I wasn't hurt. Because if I went down, and I did go down really hard, I could have broken something. So thank you, God, for my good bones, my good strong bones, my 49-year-old good strong bones. Thank you for the ability to take a fall, because I've taken a few slips in my day. I've taken some hilarious falls, I have to tell you. And I just thank you. Thank you, God, for my good strong body. So to further delay my workout progress this week, I might just be doing the treadmill later today. So, all right. Other news. Obviously, we've had some stuff going on this week. So, the Queen of England passed away. I have to tell you, I was watching The Crown. Have any of you watched The Crown? And I got a little bored in the first season. So I actually skipped right to season four and went to the Diana season because that was the only thing I have to tell you I was interested in. But now I'm going to go back to season one and I'm going to rewatch all four seasons because I feel like Queen Elizabeth deserves that. She deserves me to watch all four seasons of how she became queen. So amazing to me how young she was, that duty was thrusted upon her so young. And it makes me think about people who are out there who lose parents, let's just say, and then have to take care of their siblings. Like Shania Twain, she has a tragic background too. She took care of her siblings. And there's so many people out there that we think, oh, they're celebrities, they're famous, they're wealthy, they have it all. I want to be them. But do you really want to be them? Can you imagine having a whole country watching you, depending on you for your leadership, and you're that young? Oh my goodness. Watching everything you do, the scrutiny. And this was all before social media. At that point, it was just the newspaper and the press that you were hoping you could bribe not to print terrible stories about your family. Now it's a free-for-all. You've got a phone and a camera and you can take a video. Forget it. It's free. You're free range. Anyway, I don't know why we feel like we have the right to do what we do to people on social media, but that's the way of the world. So rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth. And you know, I have to tell you, I always think of things, and I don't know if it's inappropriate or not, but I always wonder what they're buried in. Like, do we know? Do we have an answer? I wanted to know what outfit they buried Princess Diana in because she was so amazing. And I remember getting up at like 4 a.m. and I was super little when the royal wedding occurred. And I made my mom get me up early to watch it. And I was so fascinated by Diana. I think a lot of us were. But what a magnificent woman. So, but what was she buried in? I always wondered, was she buried in a dress? Was she buried in one of her favorite outfits? Did they put a crown on her? Like, what does Queen Elizabeth get buried in? Does she lie in state? Is there a public visitation? I'm so curious. I haven't watched the news, so I don't know the answers to any of these questions at all, but I'm just very curious. And I want to know, does she get buried in a crown? Does she have a like jewels that are in her crown that are for her burial, like that she will forever be wearing and interned in? I'm curious. I'm dying to know. All right. Let's talk about real quick before we end the episode. This is a short one today. Upcoming guests. So on the podcast, I have a few upcoming guests. I have an amazing entrepreneur who created a pepper relish that is to die for delicious. My husband tried it and it's called Pickley's. And she is so excited to be on the podcast. I'm excited to have her. I also have another amazing woman who, started this concierge Disney planning service, and she's on her way to creating an empire with that. I also have another person who is a famous actress in Hollywood who is advocating for people with disabilities to get work in Hollywood. I am so excited to interview her. And from the Berry Nation side, because some of you don't know that I had VSG surgery about 4 years ago. But there is an amazing person who started a network of support and a podcast and a social media following for people who have had bariatric surgery. So I am very excited to interview people that I'm interested in. And if there's somebody that you are interested in, feel free to shoot me a message at lydiastutzman@gmail.com. So next week on the podcast, I'm hoping to have one of these interviews completed and get back to weekly episodes. But for now, that's all I have. Please go out, be loving, be kind, be happy, be generous. If you're wealthy, share it, be generous to people. And since this is National Day of Encouragement, give somebody some encouraging words or even just a smile. I'm going to leave you with that, and I will see you next time on Live, Laugh, Lydia. Make it a great day. Thank you so much for listening, and wherever you are in the world, cheers to you for all the best health, wealth, and happiness. See you next time on Did We Just Become Best Friends?